Hey guys, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes today to encourage you to consider listening to Dr. Albert Moeller's podcast if you're not already doing that. If you're already doing it, you know why I'm encouraging people to do it, I'm sure. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Moeller. He's the president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary up in Louisville, Kentucky. Very conservative, Bible-believing seminary. Dr. Moeller's thoroughly committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's thoroughly committed to the Bible as the inerrant, infallible Word of God. You don't have to worry about his theology. And God is using Albert Moeller these days to help a lot of Christians across the United States and really across the world to stand firm in the difficult days that we're living in. Anyway, he has a 25-minute podcast. He calls it The Briefing, and it's on weekdays, Monday through Friday. He normally post a new podcast every morning about 5 a.m., Monday through Friday. And I'm telling you guys, these podcasts are just an excellent way for Christians to stay up with what's happening in our culture. Things that are just really, really important, critically important for Christians. He deals with a lot of issues. For example, recently he's dealt with the problem of the government intruding itself into religious liberty. He's talked about how that happens in the United States and also in other nations all around the world. He's talked about the abortion issue. He's talked about the sexual revolution, the LGBTQ revolution. He's talked about different denominations, Christian denominations, that are making, in some cases, very bad decisions under pressure. He talks about the way things happening on the political scene affect Christians in our country. He talks about issues that relate to parental rights that are being eroded. Many, many other issues. Those are just a few examples. To give you more specific examples, in just a few of his more recent podcasts, he talked about the coronavirus and what a dilemma that's causing for Xi Jinping as a totalitarian leader in communist China. He also recently talked about how the archbishops in the Church of England are actually apologizing for traditional Christian biblical teaching. Very sad. He talked about a recent law that's been passed in Switzerland that criminalizes certain Christian behavior, convictions, speech. He's talked recently about how abortion is affecting American politics right now. He just recently talked about pressure on private Christian schools in the state of Florida to conform to the LGBTQ sexual revolution. And then while he's doing all of this, he will often give just kind of a Christian perspective on what's happening in the news at the moment. For example, he'll make comments from a Christian perspective about the Iowa caucuses that occurred the other day, or the impeachment of President Trump. He recently referred to some comments by Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg that were in the news. Things like that. All kinds of cultural issues that affect Christians. I'm sure you have to be keenly aware right now. We're at a critical point in our cultural decline in America. And these times require Christians to be tuned in to these kinds of issues. So I'm just telling you, Dr. Moeller's briefing is really a great way to do that. And then on top of that, if you go to his website, you can often find more links that will give you more information about whatever issue he happens to be discussing that particular day. I also want to mention this. He has another podcast some of you may not be aware of, even those of you who are listening to The Briefing already. And he doesn't post this one as often, maybe once a month or so. There's a podcast called Thinking in Public. Thinking in Public. And in that podcast, you'll find conversations between Dr. Moeller and other influential individuals who are making a difference in our culture, usually people like that. The most recent conversation was entitled Religious Liberty in a Secular Age. It was a conversation with attorney Luke Goodrich. Luke Goodrich was part of the Beckett legal firm that won victories in the courts for Little Sisters of the Poor and also for Hobby Lobby. You may remember some of those, and of course, several others. It's a fascinating interview. I might also point out that The Briefing is usually going to be about a 25-minute podcast. Thinking in Public is going to be a little longer, maybe an hour or so. Both of them very much worth your time. While I'm talking about podcasts, and before I stop, Let me just say how much I appreciate those of you who are listening to this, who also listen to my Bible studies. I pray a lot about my Bible studies. I try to do a lot of digging, and I'm asking God to give me things that will help Christians get stronger in Jesus. So I appreciate your listening, and I would also appreciate your helping me pray that the Lord really will do that, that He'll use these podcasts to help people grow stronger in their relationship with our Lord Jesus. It's so important these days. But please, guys, take me seriously about what I said about Dr. Moeller. If you're interested in checking it out, I'll include some links with this post at AboundingJoy.com. But if you like, you can just search your podcast app. You know, if you prefer to do that, search for Albert Moeller, M-O-H-L-E-R, M-O-H-L-E-R. Search for The Briefing, search for Thinking in Public. Your app will probably find it pretty quickly. One more thing before I stop. I want to let you know, if you haven't checked out AboundingJoy.com in a while, please check it out again. It's had a facelift, and after many frustrating months and issues with our website and our podcast, some of you know all about this. You've talked with me and helped me pray about this. I think we're finally seeing things beginning to work again like they're supposed to. And I appreciate all of you who helped me pray about that. I think the Lord's finally helping me get it put back together. I thought for a while, this is the death of a vision here. I don't know what's going to happen, but it seems to be working. And if you run into any problems on the site, I would really appreciate your letting me know about it so we can maybe help get those things corrected. Okay, stay in the battle, guys. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you so much for being who you are and for being in charge. Lord, you've placed us in a particular place at a particular time that's very strategic. And we thank you that we get to live in these days, in these times where we live. We know that we're not here by accident. You've planted us here. And Lord, we want to be able to stand firm as the war rages hot around us, the cultural war, the spiritual war. Lord, we know that the devil and his demons are aggressive and active and seeking any way they can to destroy what you're doing here. And I pray that you would raise up more people like Al Moeller to stand firm. Thank you for using Al Moeller to help so many of your kids understand what's going on and to help so many of your kids and churches make decisions to stand firm. I pray you would undergird him. I pray you would encourage him. I pray you would strengthen him. I pray you'd give him great wisdom and discernment. I pray you'd give him the energy he needs. And Lord, help him to arrange his time well and his priorities. I know he's covered up, but continue to use him and raise up others like him, we pray, in these days to help Christians stand firm. Help us each to do our part. Lord, thank you for the people who are listening to this podcast today. And thank you for the way so many of them have encouraged me and prayed for me and prayed for Abounding Joy. And I just pray you'd continue to use them and us to get yourself glory. We want you to have all the glory, Lord. We know that nothing good happens except you do it. So work through all of us and get glory. And we want Jesus to be exalted. And we pray this in his name. Amen.